welcome. As always, even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner, this is One Guy Reading. I'm Sean, Noob of All Trades from Two Guys Gaming. This is Noob's Book Club. Currently, I'm reading Dragons of Deceit by Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman, the latest novel in the Dragonlance series. In this episode, we are up to Chapter 14, so I'll give a quick recap and then my thoughts on it as I've been doing. Then I will be back on Friday with Chapter 15. Friday also starts break, and I have not done a schedule for next week as far as reading goes. Look for at least two episodes next week on break. This will be the shortest episode so far, and it might be the shortest of the entire series. I doubt I will even get to 5 minutes probably on this one. They devote the entire chapter to Destina's trip to the library in Palanthas. Yes, honestly. I know. I'm trying to stay upbeat and positive about this book, but they are not making it easy for me. Initially, she goes to a building off-limits to the public, maybe where the more valuable books are held, perhaps the seminary for the library workers. For all of their thoroughness, Weiss and Hickman don't embellish on the description of this building very much. Certainly not enough to explain what it even is, as far as I could see. After her initial error, she finds her way to one of the actual buildings dedicated to study. She talks with a friendly aesthetic, who points her in the direction of books about the Grey Gem and dwarves. She also finds a single passage in a book about the time-traveling device. It basically just warns her against using it and going back into the past, because it can be very dangerous, as we've discussed, and to turn it into the wizards if found. It says, it basically has one of those Surgeon General warnings, which says, take it right to the Tower of High Sorcery closest to you if you find it. Her research into dwarves gets her enough basic information to travel through the Dwarven Kingdom in search of the Grey Gem. Because the Grey Gem story is a creation myth, she finds that every race has a different version of that myth, in which they all play the hero. I won't recount them here. I could, but basically it's the Kender version is that their hero Kender finds it and puts it in his pocket. He means to return it, but he doesn't return it. You know, the whole Kender thing where they don't believe that personal property is actually personal property, and they think that by stealing it, quote unquote, they're actually holding onto it for you, and they'll get it back to you at a later time, but they conveniently forget and it stays in their possession. So that's an example of how everybody praises themselves as the hero in the story of the Grey Gem. After finishing her research, she goes back to see Ungar. He gives her various potions and other magical items to help her in her missions. One of them is a coward potion, which he says to give to her father so that her father will run away from the war. She doesn't like that idea, of course, but he says it's temporary, so if you give it to him, he'll run away, and he will then the potion will wear off, and he'll be back to normal. So initially, she considers not using some of them, but then realizes their usefulness as he explains to her what they do and how she can use them in her missions to help her. Okay, now for my thoughts on the chapter. Wow, talk about superfluous chapters. I said in the previous episode that I could have probably done without the first 10 chapters. At least they pushed the narrative forward. This chapter did nothing for the story. I mean, honestly, how long is it going to take to get to the good parts? My goodness. And to quote Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. I told you it was a short chapter. It's basically just a retelling of the Grey Gem with a few details mixed in. She goes to see Ungar. Like, honestly, what is this chapter even? Anyhow, thanks for listening. I'll be back on Friday, as I said, with Chapter 15. If you guys are reading the book or you read the book, go to www.twoguysgaming.net and you can leave your comments there. You can email us. You can find our socials there. I've also been doing a daily short video where I do the RPG desktop calendar that I got for myself for Christmas. If you want to check that out on our YouTube, you can get there from the main website. And that's all I have for this episode. Hopefully things start to pick up pace because I'm really getting frustrated by this book right now. Talk to you Friday. Bye, guys.
We are...